Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doc.
I'm Will.
And we have the wonderful gentleman from Ghost Hunters Incorporated on the show here tonight. And we've been talking about all kinds of wild stuff here. This is a very different kind of ghost hunting group. I think it's been very obvious.
I think we'd have fun with these guys.
I think it would be a freaking battle royale in a cemetery with these. It'd be a lot of fun. You guys have a lot of the same attitudes I think we have. I mean, we treat this thing as a hobby. It's a lot of fun. We enjoy it, and that's how I think a lot of the people that keep doing this thing for a number of years you can take your work seriously, but you can't take yourself too seriously all the time. We have some EVPs that you guys sent over to us that we wanted to play, if you guys are cool with that. You got that list all ready to go there, Will?
No, he's looking up sports scores.
He's looking up sports
scores. Do we know yet who's in the Super Bowl?
No.
When do we find out?
Yeah, we got to wait a while.
All right.
Okay, well.
Never mind. Okay, go on. what was the show about?
Okay.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated EVPs. Okay.
All right, that's cool. We got that going on now. Well, on this list we have here now, what's the first one, Will?
First one is Just the Ghosts Are Looking.
Just the Ghosts Are Looking. Now, what happened with this one, guys? Where did you guys record this, and when did you record it?
The Just the Ghosts Are Looking EVP is the one that we took in the church we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real hot spot, and I was being obnoxious, and it wasn't like the ghost or whatever is in there wasn't responding the way I wanted it to. And it was just making, like, these stomping noises upstairs like it often does.
Oh, and that's not enough.
No, you can't.
No, and it's never enough. And I've asked it for, like, autographs, things like that, and it never gives it to me. So I'm like, look, I'm going to need something a little more magical.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I did that, like, right after that, you'll hear the voice or whatever it is say, just the ghosts are looking. And I'm not really sure what that means or who else was there that they were watching us. But
all right.
The ghosts are looking.
Well, let's give this thing a listen.
Can they hear it?
We can hear it. Cool. All right, go ahead and play, Will.
I'm going to need a little something more magic.
Whoa.
It's there.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's hear that again, Will.
I'm going to need a little something more magic.
Who was all there on this investigation, if I may ask?
That was me, Nick, and Bill.
And you guys were all in the room at that time?
We were all right there.
Because you hear you going, you know, I'm going to need something a little bit more than that. And then you hear this whisper that says, just the ghosts are looking. Now, maybe it's because you told us what we were looking for that.
That's the problem with these. That's what it sounded like to us. I mean, that's what...
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, this is for, I know that's, you know, that's one of the big things with EVPs, and I know that's one thing Doug and myself have always butted heads on. We're like, okay, you know, you can't tell them and we're doing this for, you know, on the show for people just to listen to and check out and kind of get an idea what these things sound like. But, you know, when you're doing these things and you record something, I always like, if I've ever caught anything on tape, I always like to let people hear it and go, okay, I just want you to hear this and see if you hear anything that doesn't sound like it belongs there. I don't really tell people, you know, this is just, you know, when you're out in the field working, I don't really tell them, okay, I think the ghost said, I like Captain Morgan spiced rum or something like that, you know, and, you know, you listen for that. And then people will definitely hear that because what we refer to is you've contaminated the evidence. But,
well, no, you haven't contaminated the evidence. The evidence is still there.
Well, the evidence is still there, but you contaminate it in the person's mind, though.
Well,
now,
you've front-loaded them.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Did that a lot.
Yeah.
what time of day do you find is best for capturing EVPs?
Honestly, I found that, like dusk is when we've gotten our best stuff.
So we don't have to stay out till midnight and 1 a.m.?
No, I mean, we get them then, too. We just, like, I think that's more for the ambiance. But,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten on my best stuff, like, around, like, 8 or 9 o'clock. I guess dark, but, like, 8 or 9 o'clock is when I've got my best stuff.
Okay, so we can basically just, like, get off of work, go do an EVP session, and then we're done for the evening. We don't have to be out till 3 o'clock in the morning, like a lot of nights we've been out or pulling all night or trying to get stuff on. Yeah, staying up all night long. It sounds like, according to you guys...
Well, we get them then, too.
Yeah. I don't know if there's really any set time. I mean, we've been, you know, everybody says, I mean, everywhere you go, it seems, it's funny you hear the same thing. At 12 o'clock is when you'll get all your EVPs. Make sure you're in the bell room of the tower at 12 o'clock.
Well, I just watched Emily's Possession whatever.
Yeah.
The Secret Possession of Emily or something.
Yeah.
And
the secrets of Amy.
No,
you didn't watch a porno, did you?
That was
the Secret System of Emily Rose.
I have that one. It's really good.
the Exorcism.
Yeah.
Of Emily Rose. Okay, I just watched that, and they were claiming that 3 a.m.
was the inverted. You know, I was thinking about
the
that
inverted.
Too.
Like bad time or something where the
demons... like a mockery of the Trinity or something.
Yeah. They said it was the mockery of it's supposed to be 3 p.m.
is
the time
angels' time.
Well, no, it's when I think they said it's like when Jesus rose. They said that was like right around.
It was like, was it miracles or something?
It was something with Jesus rising from the dead, and so the Satanists are apparently the demons. They say it's a demon. They come out at 3 a.m. to mock. I don't know. They come out and they're like, doo-doo-doo-doo, we're demons. We're demons. I don't know what they do.
And you aren't.
Yeah. D-E-M-O-I-N-I, whatever. D-O-M.
Give me
an E. Give me an M. Give me an O. Give me an S. What's that spell? Demons!
I mean, what do they... I don't understand what 3 a.m. is, but I mean...
They come out to picket.
Come out there like absolutely in full.
Equal rights for demons.
After
I mean, that's when you like whenever we go to the like some place like that. That's when you see the demons in the picket line. Like, down with Jesus because their union's bad.
Well, yeah, there's
that's when they set up.
What the hell are we talking about?
Well, that's also it's also after last call. So they're all in a fine mood.
Well, they're waiting outside the bar because all these drunk people come out there. They're very easy to inhabit. Then.
Right there, you go.
I mean,
and there's no Denny's in hell, so you can't go there.
Oh, God. There's no Denny's in hell?
Denny's was hell. Okay.
They've just been sued.
Their lawyer's knocking on the door right now.
Phobos, we need the lawyers again.
Call corporate, get our attorneys. We just dogged out Denny's. And I'm sure there's a lot of bar people that go to bars that are very angry at us right now because that's their favorite place to hang out at.
Well, okay, so any time is good to get your EVPs, I think, is the right.
I think that's, you know, in a roundabout sort of way we explain that.
What's the next one?
The next one is called Pardon Me.
Pardon Me.
I imagine we'll hear somebody saying Pardon Me on this.
What?
Pardon me?
Oh, I just didn't hear you.
Pardon me?
I imagine I think what Doug said is we're going to hear someone say pardon me on this piece of audio.
I think because I don't believe the gas, the ghost has any gas.
This is a very short one. It's 0 seconds.
Yeah, I hacked this one all up. That
he
was
screwed
my
it
hack.
Up. He screwed it all up. Ruined it.
Well, let's try to give this one.
This will be the international debut of the Pardon Me clip.
Well, what you can do, Will, if you want, is play it one time and then throw on the loop. And then just loop it and let it play a couple times.
Pardon me.
Would you eat Thai food for dinner?
In a subway?
Yeah. Some guy trying to get to... Yeah, man.
That's it.
Or the movie theater. That's my favorite. Pardon me, all those evil people that won't let you come down the aisleway and sit down and watch
your
flick.
It's true.
Pardon me, and they put their knees down and they trip you and knock your popcorn out of your hand. What a bunch of bastards.
Where did you get this clip?
We got this clip in the church. We got this one, what was this, probably in November?
Someone's trying to get through the pew.
Mid-November.
Oh,
yeah, it could be. It could be.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be. Gal had an interesting theory because he got it right next to me.
You had the recorder.
Oh, yeah, I actually had the recorder. Yeah. And so I was walking around with it. We weren't actually trying to catch anything. We just got something saying, pardon me, so maybe he was trying to squeeze through, getting a few.
Well, Greg's really rude. He just pushes past you guys.
So somebody trying to teach him lessons. Let's hear
let's
it.
Let's try it here. Let's hear it.
See what it says.
Play it again. Now put it in a loop, and we're going to listen to it 1,000 times. Just push the repeat button.
Yeah.
Pardon me. You hear it?
That's what it says.
You definitely hear it. You hear a pardon It's a whisper again. It's another whisper like the last one. It's like a whispery kind of sound. Did you guys have to amplify the audio, or is that pretty much like the straight, like the original like sound? Well, the original.
That's
copy.
The original. We haven't. I'm really bad with. Like I butcher them when I do stuff like that, and it ends up bad.
The EVPs are like Gal's baby, and I'd hate to see how that child's going to turn out.
Well, I mean, if that's an original copy, that's a very good. That's a very good copy. I mean, it's a very good piece of evidence you have there.
What equipment?
Yeah, none of our. I've not like edited other than like just like clipping off the stuff before and after. I've not done anything to them. Those are the like blatantly what we got on the recorder.
What equipment do you use?
It's an RCA. It's a digital recorder.
Okay.
It's just a little. It's a handheld digital recorder. Is all it is.
Yeah, that's what we like to use, too. A lot of people, it seems, I've noticed this trend with people. I mean, EVP since that dreaded movie that the whole studio destroyed.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Wow. I think we're haunted.
I don't know what happened there. Something just threw the monitor. What did it throw?
My headset.
Oh, your headset went flying, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyways. One of the trends I see with EVPs since that dreaded movie that Doug does not want to hear about. Oh, by the way, Doug, you know what? There is a part two of that movie coming out.
Why?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
The first one didn't suck enough.
Oh, we got it. We have a believer here. Doug, start the preaching, dude. Your choir is here.
I can tell you that we're talking about the movie White Noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, terrible.
There's White Noise 2 Electric Boogaloo coming out.
Yeah, apparently. I don't...
Great.
White Noise 2, the White Noise 2, the plot.
Well, it keeps Michael Keaton employed.
But no, one of the trends I see is a lot of people have been really starting to get into this whole EVP thing, which I think is great. But what I see people doing a lot is they take a piece of audio that they think they've heard something after playback and just analyzing it, and they'll take, okay, listen to this piece of audio, and then you'll have like, okay, you'll hear like, you know, like, you know, because that's what most, even digital recorders have that hissing sound sometimes just from that environment around you, air and stuff like that. And you'll hear, and then all of a sudden the audio will be amplified like 50,000 times, so you hear that voice. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally, if you're going to amplify audio like that, I think you should just amplify the whole thing.
Here's the plot line for White Noise 2.
Oh, good. What is it?
The plot line is a man's family is killed and he is brought back from the verge of death. He then realizes he can identify people who are about to die.
What the hell is that?
He didn't die in the first one?
The name of it is called White Noise 2, The Light.
Ooh, The Light.
The Light.
And it doesn't show any cast or anything.
Does it show producers? Like, did they fire the original producer?
There's no, it doesn't show anything.
Huh.
Well, they should have.
Well, no, that's one thing I see with people that they do with their EVPs is they blow them up in the one area.
So you're like listening and everyone's talking, blah, blah, blah. And
your eardrums get pushed in through your brain. And then they come back, and then you're like, okay, what was I listening to? And another thing, you know, I mean, a lot of EVPs, you know, obviously a Class A type EVP, you shouldn't have to amplify anything if you think you have a voice like that. So, I mean, you can really hear that, pardon me, though. It's a very clear thing, and if that's the original recording, it's a very good piece of evidence you have there. What's number three on the list, Will?
Touch it with my ... something.
Yeah, well, we don't know what it says, but I'm pretty sure I don't know if it's D-rated or not. I just wanted to touch on it.
Oh, we have to play that.
Well, yeah, this is definitely because we always.
This is research.
You can hear it, like, and then tell us what you think because we can't figure out what it says at the end.
Okay. That sounds cool. Let's do that. Let's hear it again. Touch it with your
stick. I don't know. I'm not going to say what I heard.
Well, maybe we're
maybe I think I heard the same thing you did.
That would explain the ...
Just so we can offend some more people, why don't you play it again?
Loop it.
Yeah, loop it. That loop thing's fun. Let's do that again. Okay, all right.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that. Now
I've heard that in many bars.
I haven't heard it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Were you guys investigating, like, a haunted nightclub or something?
No,
that was in a church.
That's
the worst part.
wasn't a Catholic church, was it? I am sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't. I'm going to clip that. Because I'm going to have the Pope call me tomorrow going, what are you doing? No, I'm sorry. No. Okay, so you were in a church, though, right? That same church.
Yeah, it's not used anymore.
Okay.
It's not like a used church.
I know why. That's insane, guys. I can't. Now, well, we're gonna edit what was said. Touch it with my, and then there's no idea. That sounds like a good song for a title. That sounds like a good song title, actually. Touch it with your... we'll start up our own, like, techno band, right?
Okay.
And, like, we'll sample that thing. All six of us here, you know? And, like, you know, we'll make, like, a techno song, and we'll use that as a thing. It'll be, like, the new... You always have, like, in those techno songs, you always have to have, like, that, you know, like, the phrase.
And somebody screaming something.
Yeah,
like,
somebody scream! Yeah, something like that, right? Yeah. So we'll use that thing, right? And we'll, like, make $1 million, and we can all go to the Bahamas and hang out with 16-year-olds on the beach. What do you guys think?
I'm in. As long as it's got a kick and drum beat, I'm in.
Well, everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, cool. All right, aye. Cool. So we're going to be rock stars. All right. That's a really interesting piece of audio, though, all joking aside. We've actually, Will and myself were talking before the show. Who was that we had on the show, Will? Who was that gentleman? We were talking about that EVP, the one really, really, you know.
EMF-er?
Yeah, the MF or EVP. I forgot who that was.
We actually played that.
We played that, yeah. We got away with that.
And, well, it's research.
It's art. It's science.
But
art.
You could definitely hear it.
Was that Jerry?
It might have been.
I think it was probably one of Jerry's.
I think it may have been. I totally forgot who that was. We'll have to go back and look for that one. Yeah. It's an interesting one. Yeah, but it's, like, really loud, too.
I think it was Jerry or Richard.
Yeah, I don't think it was Richard Klontz.
It was before.
Richard Klontz had the one with the pandemonium going on in the room that they heard nothing in.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a party going on, and the recorder picks up the party, but they didn't hear a thing.
Crazy. Why don't we listen to number four here, if we can. How filthy is this one now, guys?
I don't even know what that one is.
Let's find out.
This is actually pretty good.
You're Gonna Die.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Aren't we all?
I think that person was wrong because you guys are obviously here, but let's just listen to this one and see what we get.
Well, but he didn't say soon.
So far.
So far. All right, let's go ahead, Will. Play one more time. One more time, because I know Doug's kind of holding his headphones. Another whispering you hear.
Yeah, and there's something after it, isn't there? There's You're Gonna Die, and then there's some more words.
Yeah, I continued to ramble on, but I just chopped it for you guys for that part. But there is more to that, and I don't know what it says.
But you hear You're Gonna. It's like it's a muffled. It's another. Again, it's whispered out. It's a muffled thing. But you hear. What the?
Are you sure that wasn't a library that you were investigating? These are all whispered. But no, but they're all very, very clear. I mean, you can make out these words. It's definitely in there in the audio.
For sure. One more time, Will, if you don't mind. I just want to hear it one more time. That's a really interesting piece of audio, too. It almost sounds like kind of like it's whispered, it's quiet, but it almost sounds like the word die kind of comes through.
Were you walking at the time? There's like clumping.
I know, noise. I believe we were sitting.
Because there was like ch-ch-ch kind of noise.
You might have been moving the recorder around.
We'll play it again and see if you don't hear the...
Yeah, okay,
like,
go ahead.
Like they're moving.
Oh, it does sound like...
Do you play paddle ball while you're...
We didn't on this particular hour.
I mean, it sounds like... No, that match was the week before.
Yeah.
I believe that was Checkers Week.
Maybe somebody might have double jumped or something.
Well, yeah.
King me.
No, I'm pretty sure we were all... I'm second positive we were all sitting at the time.
Okay.
Wow, because it sounds like there's movement happening as well.
Well, it might have been the recording.
Whatever's in there has a habit of stomping. It has a habit of stomping around upstairs.
Oh, that's so. That may very well be what we were hearing. Is it's not you guys stomping around, it may be someone else stomping around.
Right. Okay. Well, it's, you know, I mean, that same whatever's in there is also thrown books, slammed things. Slammed the door back and forth.
Slammed the door back and forth. Yeah.
Well, you have 50 years of religious oppression, and you tell me how happy of a guy you're going to be. I mean, geez. Boy, I'm going.
Well, I can tell you what I said that got the book thrown.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
I told it that Jesus could kick it A-double-S-S. And that book flew across the room so fast and slammed into the floor. And then we ran and screamed.
I don't blame you.
Somebody hit a headstone on the way out.
It was me also.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Nick had to carry me out, actually.
He busted up his knee, yeah.
Oh, poor guys.
This is amazing.
This is...
All right.
Well, hey, you guys do what it takes, obviously, to get activity. It sounds like. I mean, you guys don't hold it. You don't pull any punches. You just do it. We got one more on the list here. Let's. What's the name of this one, Will?
It says it's called "You Guys Are Pissed."
Okay.
All right. Well, let's give that one a listen.
Yep, it sure says that.
That one blew right by like the fifth season of Night Court. I don't know. Oh, that was bad. So you guys got
no. That was only 5 episodes. I agree, it was awful.
You guys got me in this horrible bad joke mood. Now I'm trying to throw out. I'm trying to throw every bit of ammunition I have out. Now let's hear that again. I'm sorry. Let's hear that again. One more. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's more of me chopping them up too much.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I told you. He screwed it up.
Let's hear it one more time. I can hear it now.
I heard it immediately.
Well, my brain wasn't ready for it the first time.
I guess I expected it. I mean...
They keep it fast-paced in GHI.
We require them to do at least 50 EVP a night, and if they don't meet their quota, we get all angry and throw holy water around.
Can we hear this one more time? All right, okay. Let's get serious now, guys. Come on, this is a serious thing we're talking about. Okay, thank you. All right, let's listen to this one more time. I think they were reacting to you guys. It sounds like, well, I mean, Jesus. Jesus.
That wasn't this time. But I'll tell you what, we were trying to get them on video, and they weren't cooperating, because they never cooperate with video. And we were getting mad, and Nick was
having a tantrum.
Yeah, he was having a tantrum and yelling and screaming, and then we got that.
Well, you got some results, it sounds like, at least. I mean, like I was saying before, it seems like you guys don't really hold any punches. And
spirit provocation.
Well, that's basically where it is. That may be a variation of it, it sounds like. I know we
it's our own special blend. From the mountains of Columbia. You
think about it. If someone calls you and says, "What's your name? What's your what's your birthday?"
Oh, I'd be bored. I'd go away.
You're gonna tell them to piss off, whatever.
Well, yeah.
You're just gonna walk away.
Mm-hmm.
If you provoke them and start calling them names and start doing whatever, they're gonna react. Just
well,
yeah. Stuart would react.
Well, yeah. Of course, you're right.
Well,
I mean,
there's
it's that very
little thing about respect. That
And now the conversation has went from a conversation to a debate. Here we go.
We've been blasted for this several times over the course of our existence.
I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about spirit provocation in general. I think that there's a fine line between provocation and still respecting the. The mm-hmm. spirits that you're there to talk to or
yeah,
hear from.
Yeah.
And so it's tough to tough to balance on that line. I haven't heard anything yet tonight that tells me that you guys went overboard. I don't think you have. I think you guys did a pretty decent job, and you got results.
Yeah, you guys did get results. You know, there and Doug, you did make a good point. There is a fine line between the two. Unfortunately, I don't know where that line's at, but you, we've tried it before. We've tried it ourselves. I don't think we told people that Jesus would kick their, you know,
right. Yeah, we didn't say that.
Right.
But I know we did some. We did a couple experiments like that at Mansfield Reformatory, for example. I know myself and Sean were working on it. We were in a couple of rooms. Sean from IGT.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple experiments there, and Sean was like, you know, he was playing like Wizard of the Mountain. He's like, I command you to come out and show yourself. I will damn you to the bowels of the burning pit of Satan's stomach. I don't know what he was doing, but go ahead.
Well, there was other provocation things going on as well.
Yeah.
For example, Wayne had brought the harmonica.
Yeah.
And they were, yep, he actually played a harmonica at Ohio State Reformatory.
In the cells.
In the cells.
Mm-hmm.
To see if anything, if that could, you know, be of any interest to any.
I have that audio still. It's great because all you hear is.
Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything yet, do you?
Let's just say it wasn't the most productive EVP session, but it was interesting nonetheless.
They may not be harmonica fans. We think they like Jackie Wilson. I don't know, big fans. That's where we got that from Ghostbusters too. So it's got to work.
You know what? Well, Will tried something in Gettysburg too. We always love telling this story. We were under. Have you guys ever been to Gettysburg before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have been to Devil's Den, am I correct?
I went on a school trip. We didn't go.
So it was a while ago.
Teacher's like, okay, we're all going ghost hunting tonight at Devil's Den. It'll be
well,
great.
There's an area called Devil's Den. It's by...
A bunch of rocks.
Yeah, it's a really cool rock
formation.
Yeah,
sure we're talking about.
Yeah.
We didn't ghost hunt there.
But there's a formation there in the front where it's like a couple of boulders, and then there's a boulder on top of it. So it kind of makes this little cubby hole you can go into and shoot at people back when they were, you know, having the war and stuff like that. And it started raining on us that night. So Will and myself jump under this thing because it's some shelter. And I'm like, well, why don't we just run some audio under here? I mean, you know, I'm sure a couple of snipers got knocked out, you know, over here probably. So we're sitting there with the recording going. I have this on tape. It's great. Will pulls a cigarette out, right? And he's like, he lights a cigarette. I'm looking at him, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he's like, he opens the pack up and looks around and goes, smoke? Anybody want to smoke? Smoke, smoke, smoke. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Will has slipped.
What are you doing? He's like, well, these people smoked back then. Maybe they want to smoke. Which is another, you know, it's funny, but it's another good example of provocation in a certain way where you're trying to get somebody to respond to you. And it sounds like you guys are the masters of this. Honestly.
So what's your upcoming projects?
Yeah, what do you guys got going on? Yeah, what do you guys got going on?
We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got, we're working on a new movie. We've had one come out already. It's Ghost Hunters Incorporated Presents The Graveyard Shift. We did this with a group out of Washington. And we're kind of working on our own little follow-up type of thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like an almost like a how-to video. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we keep to the lighter side of things. So it's going to be pretty lighthearted, but it should turn out pretty well. We've got that on the works right now. There's going to be some best of type of clips on the DVD as well. That's,
mm-hmm.
I think it's about up to half an hour now. I think it's about the last 3 years. It's got a lot of good stuff on it.
Hmm.
Very excited to check that out. Do you guys have a website, too? Where can we go to your website at?
That's at www.ghosthuntersinc.org.
Guys, people listening to the show, go and check out their website. It's a really, really cool website. I've been there numerous times myself. Unfortunately, guys, we got to let you go. Really sorry about that. We got to make way for our next guests that are coming on here. But thanks for coming on the show, though, guys. I think we had a really great time here.
I know we did.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, you know, come back again. If you guys have anything coming up, if you guys have some evidence that, you know, you might want to present again, feel free. Just get you have our emails. Pop us an email, and we'll have you come back on the show anytime you want. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great night, okay?
You too.
Bye, guys. Thanks
Bye-bye.
Again.
Bye,
we'll see
everyone.
You. Bye-bye.
See you.
Jeez, oh, Pete, man. That was like a... Yeah, that was...
I want to go ghost hunting with that.
God, man, that sounds like those guys would be a ball, you know? And mind you, you know, there was a few things we're talking about here. And these guys, I mean, this is a different approach. Not entirely different, but... You know, people are like, well, and Doug, you mentioned respect, and that's very important. I think you're 100%.
Well, I don't think you would last in this field if you didn't respect the, you know, what the very object of your pursuit. Uh-huh. So I have a feeling, I know for a fact that Gawain respects those that have passed on, and uh-huh. And so because I've we've spoken with him before.
Yeah,
But the the thing is, how do you balance that? I don't know how I would do.
Yeah.
Working that way, but I know I want to go on a ghost hunt with them and watch.
I know. I just went on a ghost hunting last night with Keith, one of our field reporters, Keith, one of our local guys. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, my approach is always the same. I go out with my recorder, I turn it on, and I sit there, and we just kind of, talk and stuff and have a conversation. And that's what in the past.
Where'd you go?
We just went to Millar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
just a little cool thing to check it out.
We're past time.
We got to go. All right, tell you what. Would you ever... Oh, geez, I'm so tired right now. I think I'm more tired than you are. Doug, I don't know. I'm pretty burned out here myself. Those guys wore me out, though.
They're fun.
They're
a lot
of fun. Thanks again to Ghost Hunters.
And a lot of good stuff. Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
While we take a quick break, we have after this break... Who are the... Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, man. I need new glasses, I think. We have Greg and Steven coming on from
Excellent.
Missouri Paranormal Research, and we're going to be talking about the Old Union investigation these guys worked on. Very interesting stuff. We'll be right back.
Lewis of GroundZeroRadio.com, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk, and I know why, because the voice has told me to.
Thank you. About paranormal activities. I'll tell you what, me and Peggy, oh yeah, we listen to Ghostly Talk every night. I'll tell you what.
This is Ghostly Talk, and this is a very mellow. It was very mellow.
That was a very mellow.
I needed that, though, I think.
But I have to say, the Murder of Crows, rock.
Oh, you like those guys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Murder of Crows from Flint, Michigan, who we had played on the break there. I've been sending emails out again, recruiting more people who want to take part in our little independent band program we do on the show. And if you're listening to the show and you play in a band, independent band, you're kind of out there doing your own thing, feel free to send us some MP3s or send us links to your MP3s and just let us know that you are allowing us to use your music on the show for bumper music or for break music or whatever, and we'd be happy to play it on the show and promote you guys and help you out because we're an independent show and we like independent arts and music and all that stuff.
So exactly.
Definitely check it out, and if you guys want to, send your stuff. We'd love to hear your music. With that, though, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm
it
Scott.
Is.
Yeah, this, it,
it
is?
Wait, yes, it is.
It is Ghost.
That's what it says on the board.
Is that what it says here at the name of our show now?
Right, and you are?
I'm Doug.
You are Doug.
I'm Scott L.
That's because I'm Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Will.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay,
all right,
we're
all
worried.
Here.
I'm a little worried.
Why are you worried?
Because you're weird.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I just talked with the guys from Ghost Hunters Incorporated for the last hour. I'm a little peckish right now, I think. And you're sucking the salad down in front of me. What are you doing to me, man? You're killing me. I have to wait till we're done to eat dinner now. We do have on the line, though, now. We're going to be talking about some pretty interesting stuff here for the next hour and a half, I think. We have Greg and Steven from Missouri Paranormal Research on the line right now. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Now, I mean,
pretty good.
You guys both have these. I got to say, you guys both have great radio voices. You guys should be doing your own show.
Unlike us.
Unlike us.
Thanks.
I've been told
it's the voice of Satan. So
well, yeah, okay. That's the first thing is we're going to get into a lot of EVPs here tonight. And I noticed that when I was listening to like the EVPs you guys have on your site from this particular haunting we're going to be talking about tonight, who is it that has a super deep voice? Is that Greg or is that Steven?
Well, it's one of us.
Okay, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, Steven?
Yes.
That's Steven. Okay, Steven. All right, now you have this powerful, I mean, I'm sure we'll hear a lot more of it here in the next hour and a half, but you have this powerful voice. And when you're recording EVPs, you hear, can you please talk to us? I mean, if I was a ghost, I'd be like, okay, no problem, whatever you say.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I can mention one thing, too, he's also like 6'7".
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. I'm a tall guy.
I think every really good ghost hunting group has their own tall guy, because we have a really tall guy as part of our group. We have Will, who's a really tall guy. How tall?
6'6".
You're 6'6". Will's 6'6". I think every group has, that's like the security or something, I guess.
Yeah.
You have your guy, and you know, when the cops come up and we're doing a ghost hunt, leave us alone. And then the cops go away, right? Now, what we were going to talk about tonight, we discussed this via email back and forth. You guys were the group that did a big investigation on, I don't know what the formal name for it was. I've heard a lot of different names. You guys can probably clear that up. Is it the Old Union that you guys did this work at? Is that what you call it, or do you just call it the Union?
Well, a lot of people, for a while there, it was called the Union Screaming House.
Okay.
Now it seems like people are starting to refer to it more as the Union Demonic Haunting.
Okay.
Because it did take a demonic turn in the end.
Okay. And, I mean, really brief, I'm just curious, what's kind of the history of this house, if you guys could elaborate a little bit?
Well, this house was actually where it was built. It was built on, there's some speculation whether it was the slave quarters or actually the horse stables of the Civil War home.
Okay.
The horse stables and the slave quarters were real close together. The man that owned the house was named John T. Crow. Now, John T. Crow was famous in Missouri because he was the first man to start the Missouri Militia. He was part of the first Missouri Militia.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Crow was like the judge and jury of the town at one point. He ran the morals committee, was head of the school board. Powerful man. And that's where the house was built. Now, adjacent to where the house is what is now a nursing home. And the nursing home at one point was a Civil War infirmary during the war, and during right after the war, it was the county poor home,
okay.
Or the poor house where they would send the people. A lot of TB patients ended up there.
Okay.
In the history of that, what we found out was a lot of times when people would die in the poor house, they were buried in unmarked graves on the property all around. So it's not too far out for us to think that actually. Some of those people were actually buried on the Union property.
Okay.
Plus, there is a story that six Civil War soldiers were taken to the land where the house was built on, and they five of them were hung.
Okay.
One of them was shot. The whole neighborhood around there is a history. Right across the street, on the other street, there's a house where a woman in 1973 murdered her husband and then shot herself.
Oh, wow.
On the corner of that same street there, 5 years ago, a man went in with his 5-year-old boy into the house, and he shot himself in the head in front of his son.
Oh my God!
So you got this horrible history. You know, it was when I started to get into the history of the home, it was really kind of strange because I'd never really come across anything that was so bloody. You know, I mean,
yeah.
In back of the house, there's two buildings that are still standing. One of those buildings was the town saloon, and one of them was the town general store.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a railroad town. So the railroad workers were tough guys, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of brawls, fights, and shootings. You know.
I've known I know a couple of railroad workers actually, and they're missing teeth. Let's just say that. For real, they are these guys, and they're like you just said, and these are even to this day railroad workers. They're a tough stock.
It was a tough breed. So yeah. You know, I mean, there's a whole different bunch of reasons why. The things could be happening that it's happening, but it seems to be concentrating in this one home.
Mm-hmm. And that's
in this neighborhood, and it's quite something.
Well, if I may ask, I read a lot of stuff on the website, and I know there's some stuff that we can't talk about. And I'm gonna make. I mean, if there's something that you guys said you can't talk about, just please feel free. Look, we can't talk about that. That's cool.
Right.
But I'm just curious if you guys can talk about this. How'd you find out about? Well, I mean, this is obviously a historic home, but I mean. As a ghost hunting, as investigators and researchers, how were you guys able to gain access to do work? You guys did a lot of work in this house. I mean, you guys
right. We did a lot of work in this house. What was unusual about it is I used to be an unbeliever, guys.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, I moved into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved in there with I'm a single dad. I moved in with my three kids. And we were in the house a matter of 3 weeks, and we were chased out in the middle of the night.
Okay.
My kids were locked in a room away from me, and I couldn't get to them. And like we said, I'm a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was throwing myself against the door. I had this thing screaming through the house, with this male voice that just kept screaming over and over. The door finally gave way, and I got to my kids, and I carried my daughter out in my arms in shock that night.
Oh, my God. So you actually, I mean, I don't know if I caught that or not, but you actually lived in this house 5 years ago.
I actually lived in the house, sure.
And your kids were locked in the room.
Yeah, with my three children, they were locked. They were locked in a bedroom. It was actually, you know, a pretty frightening experience. I think we all dealt with a little bit of post-traumatic stress after leaving there, obviously.
Well, I think that's the ultimate form of post-traumatic stress right there, having your children locked away from you like that, and there's nothing
Well, your biggest fear.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
And you just said, I mean, you're a big guy. You tried slamming through this door, and you couldn't. The door wouldn't give, huh?
It would not give. It would not give. My whole right side of my body was bruised.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was incredible. And it was, we actually rented the home. The home's a rental, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing about this is this home keeps getting rented out to families.
Uh-huh.
In the process of the year that I moved into the house, I had two families that lived in there for a month at a time before me, and I had four families that lived on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seven families within a very short period of time. Some of the family, almost all the families got up and left unexpectedly. Some of them left their belongings and never came back for them.
Oh,
some of them would come back for their belongings, but it would take them a month at a time to get back to them. We found out that the haunting was, they actually traces back all the way to 1965. I basically moved into the town haunted house without knowing I was doing it.
Oh, my God. And you rented the place, right? You said you were renting the place?
I was renting it, sure.
Okay, all right.
So you lasted 3 weeks?
I lasted 3 weeks.
Did they take your deposit? Like, how does it work when you leave your rented home? I you know.
Well, with this woman, she said, well, what would happen was I had to pay the rent until another tenant was found.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she found a cousin of hers that was going to rent it. And I never talked to the woman to see if she was actually a cousin or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it happens, and you do lose part of your deposit, too, you know.
I've always wondered, because we've heard a lot of stories about people who move into a house, like you did.
Right.
And they are so scared, they leave, and they leave. We've actually been in a home.
The Savage House.
The Savage House, that we came there, and we say this thing over and over again, but it's true. There was a towel still hanging on the rack in the bathroom.
Right.
To dry. Well, it was dry. It was there for a dozen years.
Yeah. It was beyond dry. It was crusty. It was you could have broke it over somebody's head, right?
Probably.
A piece of glass. I can't imagine a fear, and I'm one person who's been pretty scared in my lifetime. I've ridden roller coasters. I haven't bungee jumped, but I've ridden in planes. I've done all kinds of insane things that have scared me half to death, right?
Right.
But I can never imagine myself being so scared that I would leave everything I've worked for to get away from something.
Right.
It's,
well, you know, it's hard to imagine. It's hard. You know, it's really sad that they hit a shed out in the backyard of the house. And, you know, of course, I was going back to get things for my kids. My kids were going back in the home. I was getting, like, clothes and stuff. Well, I happened onto the shed in the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went looking through it. You know, it was really sad when you started pulling out things like birth certificates, death certificates, you know, marriage albums, you know, stuff that you know that this is the stuff that people would have packed and grabbed if they were in a fire. They were so frightened of this house that the things that they would have grabbed if that house was burning down is the stuff that they left behind.
Yeah, it just, it's this mental process that, well, there is no process. You're like, I got to get out of here now.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, there is no thought. I mean, it becomes survival, you know.
Exactly. And that,
yeah, it really does.
That's the thing. I mean, that like you just said, that's what it breaks down to in a situation like this. You don't think about anything else but staying alive.
Exactly.
And that is fast. I mean, it's not. I'm not happy about it. I hate to see anybody go through this. But the idea of just like, okay, I don't care about my Garth Brooks CD collection. I don't care about any of that stuff, right? It's all going to get left behind. I don't want to deal with it. I mean, this house we went to, the Savage House, we talked about this, you know, we've talked about this off and on for the better part of 3 years now. I mean, there was stuff in this house. There was a guitar amplifier. There was furniture. There was a bed. Okay, there was a full closet full of clothes there. I mean, and unlike yourself, you guys came back, obviously. Did you come back and try to get your stuff later on or something like that?
Well, we did, because I had the house for, actually, took her 3 weeks to find a new tenant. I actually went in, and the day I went in to move my things out, I walked into the living room, and the thing upstairs started pounding. It sounded like a man jumping up and down, you know, pounding. The pounding started.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lost it. I lost it. I, you know, I was I was so mad, I just started screaming, you know.
Well,
I
got
to get my stuff out of here. You better let me do it, or I'm going to find a way for you to burn in hell forever. That's pretty much what I told him.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think, okay, look, I mean, we're dealing with a spirit here. I don't know what it may be, a demon, or who knows what the name is. But, God, you think you might be able to reason with it. Like, look, okay, man, as you can see, you've scared me to the point where I'm leaving now. You obviously don't want me here. Can you just give me about 4 or 5 hours to get my belongings out of here, and then you have the place to yourself, okay? You win. Congratulations. Stop pounding on the floor. Leave me alone. It sounds like you finally lost your temper, and you did that and said, look, man, give me a break, okay? You win. You scared me half to death. I'm leaving. This idea that it's just something that's niched in my brain, though, because, I mean, obviously one of the cases, the world-famous cases of the Amityville house, it's one big case where they did the same thing. What did they last, 28 days or something like that, Doug?
Right.
28 days. And this isn't based on the movie. I saw the movie and I didn't like it very much. But the actual story from George Lutz is they lasted 28 days and they did the same thing. They just took
off. Actually, we were using Lorraine Warren here. We were in contact with her. Well, actually, the client that was in the house they moved out.
Mm-hmm.
She's still in contact with Lorraine Warren.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I read that on your write-up. You did.
Yeah, Lorraine's like, really? She really helped us out quite a bit.
So did she actually come there on site and check the place
out? No, just by phone.
Just by phone?
Just by phone, you know, they were phone conversations, you know, and some of the stuff she would tell you, we were kind of arrogant, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, right, come on. But, you know, 98% of the time, Lorraine turned out to be right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, you know, what you hear about her, or you know, a lot of champ words you'll hear them debate Lorraine. But 98% of the time, the woman was right.
We've had her on the show before, and she was just wonderful to us.
She is. I consider her an angel on earth. I really do.
She's a really nice lady. She was really cool. Doug got to interview her, because I was so sick that day, I could not perform any longer, so I had to sit down. But Doug did a great job interviewing her, and I got to listen to it, and it was a pleasure having her on the show. She was absolutely great. And we've talked to a lot of people that have worked with Lorraine Warren, Mary Downey, for example, another fascinating lady who worked with Lorraine Warren, and same thing. I mean, everybody I've talked to has nothing but great things to say about her, and this is her forte. Obviously she is a lot of help in these cases,
and she's been around, she's seen a lot.
Well, yeah, she's one of the pioneers. She's a pioneer in this field, in my
yep.
opinion. She's
her
and Ed, they're both pioneers in this field. They've been around for 30-40 years doing this kind of thing.
Not hesitate to help you at all. I mean, there's no hesitation there whatsoever.
Well, we couldn't believe she wanted to come on our little show.
That was the greatest.
She's the sweetest lady, too, because I remember calling her, and I'm like, you know, I'm calling Lorraine Warren on my cell phone. If I'd have known this, like, X amount of years ago when I decided to get, you know, start studying the paranormal seriously, I would have turned myself over in my bed and just fell asleep permanently. This is ridiculous.
Another feeling.
But she's such a sweet lady. She's like, oh, I'd love to come on your show, Sonny. It'd be great to have you on the show. I'd love to come on here and talk to you guys. Really great lady.
So did when this was this happened to you and your family, and then eventually you hooked up with Missouri Paranormal, right?
Well, eventually I founded Missouri Paranormal.
Oh, eventually you founded it. That's even better.
Yeah, I went from, you know, the thing is I went through a period of time where, you know, I tried to forget it. I didn't want to deal with it, but it just kept coming back to me. There was a lot of series of nightmares that were involved and stuff, and one night I just had enough, and I started writing the story, and once I got the story written, I thought, well, you know, I'll put it out there and see, you know, if I can find some other people that have been through this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is, oh my gosh, there are so many people that have been through this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people out there that need help. There are so many people that, you know, just need somebody to take them by the hand and go through these things with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Missouri Paranormal Research came about.
Very cool. That's what's so great. That's one of the wonderful positive things about all these different ghost hunting groups that are out there now, is that, you know, that's the purpose right there, is to find people with these like ideas that want to experience the same things, and putting together groups like that, that's how you can do this sort of thing. It's one of the great things about doing a group. This is just an amazing story, though. I don't remember reading about this personal experience you had with the house. It just blows me away.
And well, it's on the side. It's called the story. My actual personal account is being, it's going to be part of the Weird America series that's being published in June.
Okay.
In June, Barnes & Noble's taking up the story. So.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. I tell you what, why don't we take an early break here? Because we have a lot of audio.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be able to, is that cool for us to play these EVPs on the show, guys?
You got Missouri Paranormal EVP guy here. I mean, Greg is just awesome.
That's cool, because I mean, I know we discussed it. What I did actually, guys, is I captured all these things. I have them all as separate files, and what just so you guys know, I kind of numbered them all. If you go to I think I have that here somewhere. I never pull it up. What's your guys' actual URL? I want to make sure we get that out to people for your website.
Oh, it's www.missouriparanormalresearch.com.
Okay, I had it correct here. I just want to make sure that was good. Everybody go to that website right now. If you're listening to an archive, if you're listening to us live right now, and go to the Union Haunting page, and they actually have a separate page there with EVPs. We're gonna be featuring those here for the next, I don't know, 3 days, whatever it's going to be.
I'd like to mention real quick those that Steve was working on the page that still needs to be completed. It needs a lot of housekeeping.
Well, I was doing some 3 a.m. work on the page, and there's one or two of them that Greg will probably correct us on. So.
Okay, cool. All right, well, what we're going to do is, the way I did it is I captured them all off the page, and I numbered them all basically, you know, from top to bottom. So when we get into this thing, you know, basically we're going to be going through them as the, you know, from the beginning to the top of the page to the bottom of the page, just so everybody knows. That. Well, let me take a quick break, though, all right? Because there's a lot of these things to talk about. This is going to, and there's photos up there, too. You guys got to check the photos up of this thing. This is an amazing haunting. This is really, you know, and don't take me the wrong way here, gentlemen, but I was really excited when you guys agreed to come on the show about this, because this is a very interesting haunting. It's an amazing haunting.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, yeah, at what cost, though? I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through that, Stephen, but I mean, this is just amazing.
Well, you know, the thing is to share the story now and let people know that it can happen to them as well.
Yes, exactly.
So after the break, more with Missouri Paranormal Research. So MissouriParanormalResearch.com.
Or is it, do you say org or no? It's org.
Oh, dot org?
Yeah.
No, it's .com.
I was
Where'd
right.
Where did I get org from?
He was right.
I was right. Don't correct me when I'm right.
More of that accurate journalism. I mean, yeah, I pride myself on my accuracy all the time.
So more from the folks of MissouriParanormalResearch.com. Go to that website right now because we'll be talking about it right after this.
I'll be back with us to these messages. Now keep listening to Ghostly Talk, or I'll send you to the chopper right back where you came from, dude.